I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Lebanon, discrimination and violence against Syrian refugees rose sharply in recent weeks. The report comes from a UN refugee agency. They noted more confrontations occurring at bakeries, where refugees have often been made to wait for bread behind Lebanese citizens. Rowan Haddad with 10 Schools International.
The situation of the refugees is sometimes better than most of the Lebanese. Nations do provide basic support and limited facilities for refugees, but the Lebanese who are below the poverty line have no one to support them.
10 Schools provides a space for refugee kids to grow mentally, emotionally, and educationally. Haddad says it's needed now more than ever. Please ask God to bring healing to Lebanon. Erica Alvarez says Child Evangelism Fellowship has begun working with migrant families in Mexico.
What happened is that 8 years ago, in the Mexican state of Chiapas, which borders Guatemala, the CEF director and his wife did an extensive training with local churches with the goal of reaching out to local homes. Now, those trained workers are focused on reaching the migrant children.
These families often move from place to place, traveling in large caravans. Alvarez says churches help take care of them as they travel.
And so they treat their wounds, put clean socks on them, give them water, and churches also come and partner with CEF so churches can provide nutritious meals to them.
Please ask God to move among migrant families throughout Mexico. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.